Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and a current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 3rd, 1983, a feature highlighting the career of Mrs. Muriel Stewart, a teacher at the St. Matthias Boys School, appeared in the Sunday edition of the Barbados Advocate. According to the article entitled, Teacher Retires After 41 Years, Mrs. Stewart received her education at the St. John and St. Michael Girls Schools. Upon entering the teaching profession in 1942, she was assigned to the St. John Boys School, where she was apprenticed under legendary headmaster, Luther St. Aubyn Thorne, before later attending the Erdeston Teachers Training College. In 1956, she relocated to Trinidad, where she taught at the Progressive Educational Institute and the Ideal High School. After her return to Barbados in 1971, she worked briefly at the St. Giles Primary School, and a year later, joined the staff of the St. Matthias Boys School. Although adept in all subject areas of the curriculum, the veteran educator had a particular fondness for art. She attributed her artistic ability to her father, an engineer who incorporated art into his wood and metal designs. She also acknowledged the influence of artist Carl Brodhagen in shaping her artistic development. While reflecting on the changes she witnessed during her career, Mrs. Stewart observed that teachers and children alike had more opportunities than before. The mother of six also lamented that economic pressures facing some families had led both parents to work, leaving less time for a meaningful parent-child interaction. In addition, she argued that age grouping was introduced prematurely and that compulsory education should have been implemented first. Now, 43 years later, Barbados's education system is once again poised to undergo significant reform. Among the scheduled changes is the replacement of the current class and form designations with a new grade-based system. Perhaps the most contentious change, however, is the new approach to the transition from primary to secondary school. According to Ministry of Education officials, students entering class 3 in the upcoming school year will be the first cohort to make that transition under the two-year assessment model. This approach will replace the current one-day common entrance format and has already generated considerable public discussion ahead of its planned introduction.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.